From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The leaders of the United States and China offered starkly contrasting views of the direction for trade in Asia in separate speeches to regional business leaders Friday. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman reports.
Taking the stage at a meeting for top corporate executives of the Asia-Pacific region, U.S. President Donald Trump told the audience he is willing to make one-on-one trade deals with any country in the region.
What we will no longer do is enter into large agreements that tie our hands, surrender our sovereignty, and make meaningful enforcement practically impossible.
Chinese President Xi Jinping immediately followed Trump on the stage in Da Nang. She embraced the multilateral concept, in particular calling for support for a free trade area of the Asia-Pacific, which would harmonize regional and bilateral economic pacts. Steve Herman, VOA News, Da Nang, Vietnam.
Lebanon believes billionaire politician Saad al-Hariri is under house arrest in Saudi Arabia. The Saudi-backed Lebanese prime minister flew to Riyadh last week and resigned the following day. Lucy Fielder has more.
Hezbollah, which is backed by Tehran and shared in Hariri's government, has said for days that the Saudis are holding Hariri against his will. But this is the first time politicians close to him have agreed. Riyadh denies all such suggestions and says Hariri is free to come and go.
U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said there is no indication that Hariri has been detained by the Saudis against his will. Follow Voice of America on social media for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News.